Welcome to Mad Tech Daily, your source for the latest ad tech, marketing, and e-commerce news. I'm Dot, and today we're looking at TikTok, Google, the IAB's gold standard, and the UK creative industries. Lots to catch up on with the US TikTok ban this weekend. First, the app went dark in the US, then within hours, it returned, and app users were greeted with a message thanking incoming President Donald Trump for its re-emergence. Well, given the nature of TikTok's content, it's fitting that the ban was only short. Let's start with Google taking a firm stance against the EU's push for expanded fact-checking measures. Google has explicitly told the European Commission it won't be adding fact-checks to its search results or YouTube videos. This comes as the EU looks to convert its voluntary disinformation code of practice into a mandatory code of conduct under the Digital Services Act. Google's Global Affairs President, Kent Walker, made their position crystal clear in a letter to the Commission, stating that fact-checking features just aren't appropriate or effective for their services. In other industry news, the IAB is expanding its gold standard initiative in an exciting direction. They're now including connected TV and retail media in their certification programme. Companies and retail media networks can now become IAB Gold Standard certified by aligning their practices with the IAB's measurement standards. And here's some encouraging news from the UK government. They've announced a £60 million boost for the creative industries. £40 million of that is specifically earmarked for startup video game studios, grassroots music venues, and creative businesses outside of London. More funding is due to be announced in the upcoming spending review. Thanks for tuning in to Mad Tech Daily. Don't miss our latest podcast episode with Charlie Glynn from Channel 4 discussing Netflix versus BBC One, the popularity of Disney's streaming services ad tier, and Meta's decision to terminate its DEI programs. I'm Dot, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more industry updates.